Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
I'm not far away. I need to tell you about how Paris is dealing with public urination. I know I was talking about that last night.
Ah, oui.
We didn't get to it. Very good,
Ollie. Oui.
You know French,
do you? Oui, in Paris.
Tout le monde, verrez-vous.
Tout le monde means everyone. Would you say?
Everyone wants to see it.
Really? How do you know that?
I learned that in year 10.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's funny. Let's talk about that tomorrow night. The phrases that you've learnt, but you actually don't know what the language is. Like, you've never learnt the language, but you know a phrase. What's your phrase?
Very handy. I mean, this is classic Triple M, but in high school... No, a friend at my old job told me in Japanese how to say big boobs and small boobs. And it's surprisingly, if you meet someone from Japan and you pull that out, they do get a chuckle. In the right context, if you use it correctly.
Anyway.
Let's get meaty,
it's all
Tom.
About the band,
we're going to get heavy tonight because I want to ask this question. And it's a really open question, and I think it's one that all of us men can ponder and also happy to hear a lady's perspective. But what is the place of men's physicality in 2018?
Now, it's a big question. Let's delve into it more next, I reckon.
Okay.
This is live all over you. I've got some great music coming up in this hour, so make sure you stick around. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. It's live with all over you. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. I got that new one from Dean Lewis, Not Far Away, and a killer track from The Killers. We have questions, and after 9 o'clock, we do this thing called Naughty After Nine. A lot of the time, we talk about sex and relationships, but this time, we're turning our eye to the less spoken about, and that's men's physicality.
That's right, Tom. Are we playing the opener or not?
No, we don't need to.
Cool. The question is this. What is the place of men's physicality in 2018? And by physicality, I'm talking about size, I'm talking about strength, and I'm talking about the way that men use it. And 133353 is a number if you want to get involved, if anything tickles your thought and you want to get involved. But my theory or my assertion to you, Tom, is this. In 2018, in a civilized modern society, there should be no time where a man needs to or should be using physical size, his physicality, strength, and through that intimidation to be gaining anything or to be holding power or to be pushing his own needs or agenda. Using your own size shouldn't be needed. I think this is what I'm talking about is the fact that it's 2018 and times are gone where, you know, where sort of gorilla type men who...
The strongest man is the most respected.
Who's the alpha male? Who's the big dog in the group? I think if you're someone who still finds yourself relying on being a big dog, and whether that's at the pub or whether that's...
In the locker room?
Yeah. I mean, the sporting arena is different, and I'm not talking about being healthy. Like, it's fine to get fit. It's fine to be a gym goer because you appreciate... the health side of things, or at least looking good, that's fine. But what I would question is how do men look at their physicality in the modern day, and how do we use it correctly? Because I don't think there is any need for men to be using their size as an asset.
How about things like handshakes and having a strong handshake, Ollie?
This is the kind of thing that this is what I'm... It's a good point, Tom. Like a Trump kind of thing. So Trump's known for doing the aggressive handshake, trying to be a bit dominating. He'll lean in. He'll shake extra hard for extra long. I just think in this day and age, it's far more impressive to go, you know what? I'm a guy. I'm probably larger than females. I'm probably going to be able to outsize a minority group. I'm going to be able to outsize... a section of society as a big, strong man. So it's far more impressive if I can put aside that, not rely on my strength, not rely on being a big man, and actually just use my brain or my emotions, my heart, to relate to people, to communicate, to, if need be, to, I guess, sway an opinion, rather than a physical reliance. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, mate, you're talking to the preached. I mean, when I go out in clubs, I mean, I don't go to clubs anymore because I just see bravado in every bloody section of the club.
Mm.
If I'm going to a gay club, because, you know, I am a homosexual, when I go to a gay club, the physicality of things is taken out in those types of places. No one's trying to be the strong man or the most bravado or the most alpha male,
yeah,
because there's all men there. So there's no point in being that.
There's no need.
And there's no need for it. But for some reason, when you're out amongst the clubs and the young people, which we are, you know, you see a type of alpha male character that goes, I'm going to try and use my size to make sure that I get the hottest chick in the room.
Yeah.
And it's not that attractive.
And I'm going to peacock around the room with my chest out. And it's fine to be body proud, but there is a line. And I think this is a good question for the ladies as well. I'm on 3353 with this question. What is the place of men's physicality and masculinity in 2018? Mm. If you're a lady, maybe you can answer this because, and I mean a heterosexual lady who finds men attractive, maybe you can clarify for us, what is the difference between being a man who looks good and maybe is proud of being strong or is at least physical in a sense, but where's the line as from when it becomes, well, it's attractive then, but then it's now moved into a space of, oh, no, now you're just being physical and intimidating or domineering and lording your size over me in an unattractive way.
133353, jump on the phones. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. This is the new one from Dean Lewis called Be Alright. Head to triplem.com.au and let us know what you think about that one. It's called Be Alright by a guy by the name of Dean Lewis. Become a Triple M club member and have a say about the music that we play on your station. Our names are Tom and Ollie. And we have questions. After 9 o'clock, they can get naughty.
We're going deep, Tom, with this question here. What's the place of men's physicality in 2018? And there's no experts here either, which I kind of like, Tom. This is just a place for ideas to be shared.
Couple of blokes and also the ladies getting involved. We'd love your thoughts on this one as well.
When I say what's the place of men's physicality in 2018, I'm talking about in the modern day. I ask because here's my assertion to you. The modern man should never need to use size or physical strength to gain an advantage over someone else. And I guess why I think that is true is because we have progressed from the caveman days. And I think this is where a lot of men's undoing comes from ultimately when we talk about domestic violence and we talk about men needing to be better, which has been a common theme recently. Mm. You know, how do men do better? I think it stems from the fact that men have this physical advantage. We know that deep down, if push comes to shove, literally, we'll be okay because we'll be able to end up on top. And so I think in the modern civilized era, men need to work out how they can just fully park their strength and their physicality and neutralize themselves so that they're not using their strength or the fact that, you know, oh, well, I'm a bloke, so I'm gonna be able to sort it out in the end. To rely on that as for an advantage. We need to be using our brains and our emotions and our heart.
What do you think? 133353, join the conversation here. G'day, Andrew.
How you going?
You're 27 years old. What do you think about men's physicality in this day and age?
Well, just going back to the point you said about in the club and all that,
yeah.
I think it's primal. It's ingrained. It's never going to go anywhere because I think guys are always just going to be those puff, you know, chest puffers because they want to find that mate. You know, it's just, you see it in the animal kingdom all the time. I still think it's the same for us. It's going to be hard to get rid of.
Yeah.
But if you're saying you see it in the animal kingdom, I mean, we have brains, Andrew. I mean, we can think for ourselves. We're not just a brute force that relies on animal instincts. Why can't we combat this? Why can't we be better?
You can to a certain extent, but it's, you can see it in teenage boys when they're growing up. Like they're pretty much driven by their hormones.
Mm.
It's the same. It's pretty much the same. You can to an extent. Like you get older, you probably do grow out of it. But some guys don't. Like you do see it, unfortunately, sometimes.
And do you think, you know, if we could manage to contain it and curtail it, Andrew, that'd be a good thing?
To a certain extent, it can be. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. All right.
Thank you very much for getting involved, Andrew. Tyson on 133353. You're 32 years old and you're ex-military. What do you think about this sentimentality of where the place of men's physicality is in 2018?
Look, I think modern men, especially the young men, use the physicality in the wrong way. So I'm a very compassionate, easygoing type of man. I was an officer in the military, first in, last out. And I use my alpha, like I'm very, very alpha male, but it's more towards a a caring standpoint, and I enjoy the safeness or the safety that people find in my physicality. You understand? Like, I've come.
Yeah. How do you project your physicality? How do you display that?
Well, I don't do it intentionally. I'm a very big man, and I'm also a kind man. But it's hard to say because I don't walk into a place with my chest puffed up or anything like that. It's kind of just who I am. Mm. You know, I just have a demeanor that projects that. But like I said, it's something that can be used for good rather than bad.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, Tyson. I think that what you're saying is there is an inherent power in being large, being a big guy, and it sounds like you're using that power for good.
Well, I like to think so because in my time in the military, I believe that I did something good by doing some things that were bad, and I did the things that I did so other people didn't have to do them.
Tyson, can I ask, in the military, I mean, I'm the type of guy that you would say that isn't alpha male, he's not strong, he's... You know, he used to be bullied at school and stuff. What would people like me, how would people short, like yeah. me survive in the military? Would I be looked after, or do you think my physicality would let me down in an environment like that?
No, see, the thing is you strike me as a very academic type of person, so you might be more than
I'm fun. Not.
But you sound like you are. I'll give you a bit of credit.
Thank you very much, Tyson.
But the thing is like, there are places for everyone in the military, male, female, whatever it is. Now, my job required me to be very alpha. I was, like I said, I was an officer, first in, last out, made sure my guys were all good. Very much, people would like to think of me as more of a fatherly figure, even though I'm young and I don't even have a child. It's that protector, that old school kind of alpha wolf who protects the clan. And...
Well, then, Tyson, do you have any tips for men who might be like your size, bigger dudes who are quite physical but want to be caring? Do you have any tips for guys to do this?
In the real world.
Yeah, don't be a dick.
Yeah, good call. 133353. Where does men's physicality sit in 2018? Join the conversation.
Ladies as well, we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Absolutely. 133353 with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. It's Flowers with We Can Get Together. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. And if you can't get involved by calling 133353, you can always get involved online. Just shoot us a message across Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at Tom and Ollie.
That's right, Tom. It's a bit of an intellectual discussion here, asking the question, what is the place of men's physicality and masculinity in 2018? And I put it to you that the modern man should never need to use his size or physical strength to gain an advantage over someone else. Mm. I think this has come about, particularly when we reflect on the fact that there's been a lot of domestic violence in the news, and the figures of men who are attacking or causing harm to their loved ones, particularly male to female violence, it is staggering. And the numbers are sad. They're just like, well, you know, what's going on there? And that's why there's been movements around men having to improve their behavior. And yeah, before I said the notion of men being better, and that's tickled a nerve as it has done before. On Facebook, Ryan messaged saying, be better. How so are men being bad? By being strong? Spoken like an absolute beta, he
or
says.
Or by an absolute beta.
Spoken by an absolute beta. So Ryan's saying that I'm a beta and he's an alpha. And I think that's interesting that Ryan said that, because it shows that Ryan is living in a world where he believes there is a hierarchy of men where there are alphas and betas. And that's exactly my point, Ryan, is that that is not a place where we should be living. We don't need to live in a place where there's a pecking order of who's a bigger man. We don't live in the caves anymore. And that's why we're allowed to no longer have to worry about punching on all the time. And so the question then comes back to, what is the place of men's physicality in the modern era? I'd like to think that we use our brains to sway our opinions, to get our thoughts across. We never need to rely on physicalness.
133353, what do you think about this? Hey, Steve, you're 47 years old. What do you think about men's physicality?
G'day, fellas. How are we going?
Good, mate.
Boys, I was a policeman earlier in life when I was a young bloke, and I've been a pastor in different churches now for about 20 years, give or take. So, I've been thinking about this stuff for quite a fair while, as you can imagine. I pretty, like the last fellow, the ex-soldier that called you guys, I'm a pretty sort of decent-sized bloke. I'm about 6'3 and a bit over 100 kilos. But when I was in the cops, I didn't get into too many fights. I much preferred to talk my way out of things. And as a pastor, you'll be pleased to know I haven't gotten many fights either. But I'm not sure that we're asking the right question. I'm not sure that the problem is men's masculinity, because men are meant to be masculine, yeah. and there is a difference between men and women. I think one of the problems we've got at the moment is this idea that there is no difference between men and women, which is plainly foolish. Mm. But it's a misuse of the masculinity that we've been given as blokes. So when you've been out in places and, you know, people have, you know, given you a hard time because of your sexuality or because of what you look like or whatever, and it's usually idiot blokes, right? Mm. Well, they're not actually being the kind of men that God designed us to be. And when blokes assault their de facto girlfriend, wife, whatever, that is absolutely not using the strength that a bloke has or the power a bloke has in a way that, one, honours God, two, honours the woman he's with, right? So the problem is not masculinity or strength. The problem, I think, is that we misuse it and we take it away from the purpose that God gave it to us for, and we do something wrong with it.
Yeah, well, I think you're right to say the word misuse, because I think it is a power. To have a physical size advantage is a power, an inherent power that you have as a man often, as a big man particularly, and so there is a chance to misuse that power.
I find it interesting, though, that Steve has linked physical strength with masculinity. I find that a very interesting link to make, because I think in 2018, you don't need to be a big, strong man to be masculine.
No.
Not
the necessarily. The core question is, what's the place of men's physicality in 2018? Is there a place for it? And when is it appropriate? Nash, what do you think?
All right, so I thought I'd just chuck my couple of words in, because I'm a young bloke, I'm 20.
Right.
What I was thinking that basically is, like, going off what Steve said, and the guy way back, he was saying it was not primitive, but going off what he said.
Yeah.
Basically, they're getting a reaction. And if they're getting a reaction, it's going to keep going until they get the one that they want. Sorry.
So you think men are being physical, you know, in whatever setting it is?
Because they want the limelight, they want the spotlight, they want the attention.
Pretty much, yeah. Because I'm a tall bloke myself. I'm not, like, I'm quite tall, I'm about 6'7" when I stand up fully. Mm. So I haven't gone to a club in 2 years, because last I went, sorry.
Well, Nash, can I put it to you? Here's my contention, and I want to hear your thoughts on it, Nash. I think that the modern man shouldn't need to use his size or physical strength to gain an advantage over someone. Do you think that that's true?
That's completely true. Like, most of my friends are females, and they go to the homosexual clubs to hide from guys like that.
Really? So you've got straight friends who are female, and they rather go to gay clubs?
Mm-hmm. They go hide out there because of the men like that. We talk about it all the time. They hate guys like that just because they feel oppressed, kind of. Mm. Not exactly, but somewhat along the lines of that.
Well, that speaks wonders, doesn't it? 133353. Instead of hearing from Nash, ladies, get involved on the phones. We want to hear what you think of men's physicality in 2018, and how you think it, where its place is where, what I'm trying to slay.
What's the place of men's physicality in 2018?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's like Parliament Question Time. With less name calling.
You have a face like a kicked-in biscuit tin, Tom.
Oh, maybe not. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hey, we're asking what the place of men's physicality is in 2018, and we can't get to all your calls on 133353. So if you don't get through, please give us a message across Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Tom and Ollie.
I think this question is pertinent on the backdrop of domestic violence and of stories of men being overly aggressive. There was a story a video that came out of, I think it was down in Frankston in Victoria about a month ago now, where a concreter was leaving the pub with his mate and his brother, and he was drunk and he just elbowed a random dude who was walking alone in the face and decked him. And the footage is just shocking, and it made me feel sick. And this guy has gone to court and it's being pursued. But it's just an act of life. It's one of those things where a man has just decided, you know what, I'm a big bloke and I might have a bit of fun here and deck this guy out of nowhere.
It's so insane.
So we're asking, what is the place of men's physicality in 2018? Because I believe there's almost no reason why a man should ever use his size or strength to gain an advantage. On Facebook, Steve has messaged us. He said, I think the hyper-masculinity or all the males who are aggressive, attention-seeking, etc., are also very insecure in some aspect of their life. I also think they are overcompensating for something.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting.
I like that point, Steve. What do you think? 133353, or get involved in those socials. We read everything you send through, and man, there's some interesting stuff coming through tonight.
June.
This is The Killers. Somebody told me, turn it up. We'll be back in just a tick. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. we have questions. The Killers, Somebody Told Me, Triple M. Tom and Ollie are our names. We're taking you through to 10 o'clock. And man, we have questions, especially when it comes to men. We want to know what the place of men's physicality is in 2018. What's the role of it? Why do we? What's the point?
And if you're wondering why I asked that, of course there's a point. I mean, men, go out, play sport, get fit, look good, be strong, be a good husband, be a good partner. Oh, I mean, all that stuff is all valid. I think my point is, and I've drawn it down into one distilled contention. The modern man shouldn't need to use his physical size or strength to gain an advantage over someone. And I mean, to me, that holds true for women, obviously. As a man, I can't imagine a scenario where I'd ever be like, well, I'm stronger than you, so I'm going to win this one. Do you know what I mean?
Doesn't make any sense.
You're a dickhead if you ever feel like that's going to be a good route to take. And then equally, though, for your male brothers, for your friends and your acquaintances, guys that you might meet out and about, why would you ever want to be a scenario where you're going, you know what, I'm going to win this with physical force?
It just doesn't make any sense to me. And it's never been part of my upbringing. No. It's never been part of my friendship group. But I see it all the time. 133353. What do you think about it? Steve, you've experienced the negative effects of being physically imposing.
Yeah, I just, my youngest son got sick and was flown into Monash Children's Hospital. And we were in there kind of hanging out with him and trying to distract him and just walking around and taking him to the playroom and stuff. And then over the PA system, I heard this announcement saying code blue, code blue. And they kept talking, I can't remember what they were saying because I was kind of playing toys with the kid. And these two security guards came in and eyeballed me for the rest of the time that I was there.
Right.
Like just shooting daggers at me. And like, I mean, I'm reasonably big kind of guy, but
so they mistook you for someone that you weren't?
Or just expecting that I had done something or waiting for me to, like, they're just judging me the whole time I was there and it felt horrible.
Yeah. So how do you show that you're not a horror guy, or do you dislike all these people or all these men that use their physicality for the negative?
Oh, absolutely. Like I you know, flicking channels on TV and, you know, I come across a, you know, a cage fight or something like that. It makes me absolutely sick. Any kind of violence, I just, like, in self-defense, I get it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for getting involved, Steve. Carl, 133353. What's the role of men's physicality in 2018?
I think there's definitely a place for it, but probably not what's commonly used for that we all see in the negative effects. There's a positive use for it, and that's for those that have half the brain in their head to use it to overpower those that are using it for evil. Domestic violence figures are absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
Men that try to overpower women, and let alone other men,
yeah,
disgusting. They've got insecurities, whether it's upbringings or deep-seated other reasons, I'm not sure, but we see it all the time. There's a competition for who can look the biggest and the most imposing. They think they're going to get the girls, or some other aspect of their life is going to be improved. But I've got a couple of big mates and I've seen them use their physicality for good, not evil. I've seen them overpower other men that are, you know, bullying or overpowering other people in a negative way. And I've seen it in a positive light. So I think it's all about using our evolved brains to see that if you are a bigger guy, you should be using that to assist people, not to, you know, assert your dominance.
That's true, Carl. But by that theory, though, as well, then we are also all aspiring to be bigger, to be a nice big guy so we can beat the other big guys. I'd like to be at a place where the size becomes neutralized and irrelevant because we're not bothering to use our size.
It's kind of that idea that the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Yeah, do you know what I mean, Carl?
Yeah, I do. I do, and in an ideal world. But we've all met that big friendly giant, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They've grown up, it's just their physical stature, and it might have been from playing sport. They wouldn't harm a flea. Mm. But when it comes down to it, whether it's self-defense or defending others, they step in and they do the right things.
Bit of a Hagrid.
133353, get involved in what you think the role of men's physicality is in 2018. By the way, if talking about sexual assault or domestic family violence and those types of things, 1-800-RESPECT is where you can go to seek help. Marie, you have experienced the negative effects of men's physicality.
Yeah, so I guess the first thing I'd say that is I don't think that all men who have, I guess, assertive physicality have a problem with that. I think that it's an attitudinal thing, yeah. And it's men who have a sense of entitlement about their behaviour,
yeah.
And then use their physicality negatively that are the problem, because, you know, physicality can be used as a protective thing. It can be used by, say, paramedics in a crisis situation.
It can be comforting.
Yeah. So that's, you know,
it's almost like be physical. That's be a big guy and be strong, but don't use it for force or for negative.
Intimidate or, yeah. But it definitely can be, as a female, males who aren't necessarily, you know, big guys can use their physicality to intimidate. And that comes from, I guess, a sense of entitlement about what they should be able to do or how they should be able to behave.
Yeah.
Those guys, fortunately, are a minority. Most guys are pretty good guys. And, you know, you guys are having this conversation, which is fantastic. So congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you, Maria. Yeah, no,
Thanks, Maria.
It is important to chat about this stuff because otherwise we never look internally. We never question our own behaviour and our own attitudes, which, you know, that's what we're all about here. So.
Kate, you're a counsellor for men. Do you have one final thought about this discussion of men's physicality in 2018?
First of all, congratulations, guys, and to all the callers that have called in. Excellent, really wonderful discussion. And I agree with you, Ollie, and a lot of the wonderful men that have called in and the women about the fact that, you know, the fact that men are stronger, physically stronger than women, it really is all about empowering men to express their opinions verbally, intellectually, based on rationale, based on logic, all those things, to be able to communicate in those ways as opposed to communicating physically. Because I think a lot of men, and I see this in my practice all the time, that unfortunately men are not taught by their caregivers to express verbally and to sort of, you know, improve their intellect and to understand their emotions around anger especially. And I want to leave you with this. I need you to understand, all of you guys and gals that are listening, anger is just about pain, frustration, and it's not an emotion unto itself. So it's about pain, frustration, and, you know, just wanting to be able to express but not being able to express. And so if you've been taught to express physically only, that's your go-to. That is your go-to response. So let's all, as parents, bring up our kids, our beautiful boys, to learn how to express themselves verbally and intellectually and really get in touch with their emotion.
Be like Dutton, try and overthrow with a letter. Not with physicality, because I don't think he'd win.
With numbers. I'm going to use numbers to take the power.
Hey, a great, important conversation. And look, we're all just trying to do our best.
Yeah.
And try and do your best too. Let's wrap things up after this. It's Walk This Way. You're with Tom and Ollie. Triple M, we have questions. It's Walk This Way, Run DMC versus Aerosmith. Hey, awesome conversation about men's physicality in 2018. It is Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions, and I'm sorry we couldn't get to all your calls, especially Aaron, who waited on hold for 20 minutes and we never got to him. Sorry, mate.
We will return to men and to masculinity and to the way that men operate, because I think it's a great way to chat and to learn and to improve, isn't it, Tom?
There's so much more in this space that is untouched and so much more that we can do, we can talk about, and everyone just connect to your feelings. Everyone connect to your feelings.
Make it sound cool, man. Come on.
Sorry. Everyone connect to their feelings. Is that better? Because I'm more masculine and deep,
man.
And dark.
You're an alpha.
Oh, totally, mate. Get down, beta. Or is it beta? I can never figure it out.
Beta.
But,
that was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Tom and Ollie. Triple M.